We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
The Air Adventures of Biggles. It is night when Mishu returns to the government rest hut at Latonga. He is well and full of news, but he completely mystifies Jinj by his furtive manner. He has heard of a white man who was killed in the country near the Sudan border. For some reason, the Latonga native didn't wish him to pass on this information to his white friends, and Mishu is endangering his life by visiting Jinj in the rest hut. Despite this threat, Ginger plans to fly to the border country at dawn. He has been asleep for some hours when Mishu again wakes him. Nasai is tense and excited as he whispers that danger is close.
Men from Kraal, they come while we sleep. Soon they come into hut to kill.
How do you know? Did you hear them?
Mishu not hear. Mishu know.
Oh, rot.
Oh, speak loud, Bana. They hear. Outside door now.
Well, there's no need to wave your assegai in my face. The door's ajar. I'll see whether you're imagining this or not.
Bana, take gun.
Oh, yes. I have my gun. You keep perfectly still while I move across.
Mishu not move.
You're right, Mishu. There are three of them out there, and they're carrying spears.
They come to kill, but Mishu kill first.
Calm down. We must plan this.
Three men. We fight and kill three men. Easy.
If I used my gun, it'd be easy, but that'd make a noise. We don't want the entire village on the scene. Have you any weapons apart from that assegai?
Club. Mishu all time carry club.
That's exactly what we want. And I'll use the butt of my pistol. We'll try to clean them up without much noise. Shh, here they come. Ready? Into the Mishu! Give them the works! The
shook at him. Me shook at us, a guy. One away.
Well, did you notice any movement from the village?
No. Village quiet.
Good. How's the bloke out there?
He die. All die when Misho throw us a guy.
These two blokes are out to it. The fellow you crack with your club will have a split head for months.
Why, him not die? I hit them again.
No, no. There's been enough bloodletting for one night. We don't want to kill them. We just want to see they don't kill us.
Oh, they not kill tonight. And we wait. They wake up. We hit them on the head again.
We shan't be here when they come to. It's 4 o'clock. Dawn will be breaking soon.
We go now, Buena?
Yes, it'll be daylight by the time we reach the border country. We'll take off as soon as I've scribbled a note for Biggles. Light a match for me, will you, Monsieur? There's a box on the table beside you.
Yes, Buena.
A short note's all we need. Right. Well, that'll do. Yeah, Michu, after we've gone, are these local natives likely to ransack the hut?
Oh, no, this government house. Natives not touch government house.
All the same, I better not leave the note lying around. This'll do. I'll leave the end sticking out of a book and put the book on the table by the bed. There, Biggles will find that.
Better we go now, Buana. So another native come from village, maybe.
Well, when they come, they can take these bodies away with them. Lug them outside, Michu. Then we'll take off to investigate that other mysterious body of yours.
How long do you intend to wait for Ginger Biggles?
He said he'd be back this morning, so I should think he'd take off soon after daylight.
Well, then he should have trundled along by now, what?
I'll give him another few minutes. He may have been delayed.
He slept in, that's what. If that measly blighter tells me I've been jittering away here for bally hours simply because he slept in, I'll singe his red belly hair.
Aren't you making any plan at all until Ginge turns up, Biggles?
Oh, by Jove, yes, must do something, Albine. Ginge or no jolly Ginge.
What can we do while the Black Elephant and his gang are hiding in those infernal bamboos?
The trouble is, we don't know how far the secret track goes.
I'd say it goes right to the northern limit of the bamboos. And that's another 100 miles.
Couldn't we set fire to the beastly stuff and burn the blighters out?
It wouldn't burn. It's too green and lush. And there's swamp at the bottom.
There's one thing we could do, Biggles. Follow them along the tunnel on foot. We'd catch up with them that way.
We'd catch up with them, and that would be the end of us. The gang's too big for direct methods of that sort, Algy. It was a cunning move of Setazulu's to build that tunnel. It'd need a small army to flush him out of it.
Well, baked potatoes, aren't we worth about 15 belly armies? There must be some way we can tackle the blighter.
We'll think of some way eventually.
And in the meantime, the Black Elephant will go on killing innocent people.
You suppose I don't realize that, Pat? But he's a cunning devil. And he's backed by a powerful force.
Surely we can match his cunning?
Perhaps we can. But we've only the mobility of our planes to pit against the strength of his gang. We must wait for the right moment to use that mobility to the greatest effect.
The problem's like those bamboos. Messy and darned hard to get through.
Ginge may bring back news that'll help us. He's obviously discovered something up at Latonga.
Biggles, we've waited long enough, haven't we? If anything's gone wrong with the old trout, this nattering around in circles won't help him.
It's not helping us either. Algy, you and Bertie take the mossy and hop up to Latonga. Some direct action might clear your heads and give you an inspiration. I'm beginning to think we'll need an inspiration to trap the Black Elephant.
There's Latonga, that rough strip by the native kraal.
There's no kite down there. We must have missed the old sausage.
That's possible. He may be back at Kampala by now.
But you're not going to turn back, are you?
No fear. Up until we've had a look down below. Everything's probably quite okay, but we'll make sure.
Old trout. There are some natives watching us from the kraal. Do they look frightfully pally to you?
Not particularly, but they weren't very friendly when Pat and I put in here before. They kept their distance and glowered at us as they're doing now. But don't worry about them. They wouldn't dare to harm a white man.
We Lissy sincerely hope not, Albine. We have a profound dislike for assegais tickling our funny bones.
If there's no message in the hut, we'll have a word with them afterwards. This is the place I was telling you about. Pat and I had tea here with that bloke Simmons.
The ranger, Waller?
Hmm?
Wonder what happened to him?
Oh, he's probably off in the jungle somewhere. He was hunting for a man-eating leopard that's supposed to be menacing the district.
Oh, I say, glowering natives, man-eating leopards. Pleasant little spot, Latonga, when you come to analyze it.
That's all right. Now, here's the hut. We'll see if Ginge left a note for us.
I say, there's been a spot of nonsense going on in here, what? Looks as if the last heavyweight championship was staged in the belly joint.
There's been a blue of some sort. I hope Ginger's all right. Scout round for a note, Bertie. I don't like the look of this.
Baked potatoes? There's blood on the floor. Must have been some stoush while it lasted.
Grab that book by the bed. There's a piece of paper sticking out of it.
This is it. It's a note for Biggles.
What's it say?
Am on to the trail of a mystery. Mishu is with me, so don't worry. Give me another 24 hours and I'll tell you all about it. Cheers, Ginge.
Did he put a date on it?
Today. That means he wants us to keep guessing until tomorrow. Confound the old sausage. Why didn't he tell us where he was going?
He may not have had the chance, particularly if this blue occurred anywhere near the time he was leaving.
I say, how about questioning the natives about this little fracas? They might be able to give us a lead to old Ginge.
Oh, I doubt it. They're merely local villagers. I shouldn't think they'd have anything to do with it. We'll take Ginge at his word, Bertie. He knows what he's doing, so we'll let him get on with it and chase him up again tomorrow.
How much further, Mishu? We're moving a fair way from the plain.
Little way now, Bwana. Bangoro man say we find open part of forest. There they bury white man.
Hello, there's a clearing ahead, I think. Yes, through there. We'll see if that's it.
We find him, Bwana. Man of earth. That where Bangoro bury white man.
Well, this is going to be a horrible job. But I'm afraid we'll have to dig away that earth. We must find out who the white man is. Let's get it over, Michu. There's no identification. Whoever killed the poor devil must have gone through his pockets. They've stripped him of everything.
Michu know him.
What's that?
Michu know him. See him there, Bwana Algy take him in aeroplane to Latonga. White man there. Bwana Algy, Miss Pat. They talk to him. His name's Simmons.
Simmons? I'll ask Algy about him when we get back. The next question is, who fired that bullet to his head?
What man fire bullet?
White man? You mean Simmons himself?
No. Bwana Simmons killed by other white man. Mishu no.
Mishu stares closely at the body of the game ranger Simmons, and then at the surrounding ground. Why is he so sure that a white man committed the murder? Will this crime lead the flyers to the Black Elephant? Listen for the thrills in the next exciting chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.
Kia SUV is capable of taking you far, but when you use it locally to help your community, you go even further. Whether that's carrying cargo, bringing your team with you,
ready,
or navigating new terrain, power up your capability with the right Kia SUV. Do more with the Kia Sportage, Kia Telluride, Kia Sorento, or Kia Seltos. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely.
Wings are here.
Oh, from
No, I'd never order from anymore. Popeyes now has wings in 5 flavors. Ghost pepper, roasted garlic parmesan, sweet and spicy, signature hot, and honey barbecue. Marinated in Louisiana spices, hand-battered and flipped. Makes no sense they're $5.99 for 6 pieces. Taste them.
Mmm, crunchy outside.
And juicy inside.
Consider me a convert.
That's the most romantic thing you've said to me all month.
We don't make sense. We make chicken.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Price may vary.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.